So how excited are you to get that deal?
Man, I'm excited, man. I'm pretty sure y'all done y'all job. Y'all know I've been around the whole America and having my first extension in 13 years, you know. I'm excited. I mean, I think you should ask them because they're the one that believed in me to give me the opportunity in the first place and then to say, hey, we want you to come back, right? So here, I'm just doing my job and trying to be the best vet I can. But it takes, you know, two to tango in regards of, hey, I want you to stay here and I love the way how you present yourself and you're a good value to our organization, which I appreciate that and I'm very grateful for that.
Were you surprised at all or did you kind of expect it to see it coming?
Man, I've been on... I want to say 11 single digit, single contracts, right? 1 year deals. So yeah, I was surprised. Yeah.
What's it take to play your position for this long?
Just know that it's not very glorified. You know, I make a joke with Pat Ricard. He's a nose tackle to offense. You know, it's not, so we just grind, do our job and just, you know, set people up to make plays. I haven't called anybody. I was waiting for y'all to leave so I can, but like, I'm just being brutally honest, but it's okay though. I'm going to reach out to my family and everybody, yeah.
When and how did you find out?
I was just having some, you know, being in this position 13 years, you start thinking about life after football, right? So I was just having some conversation with some people in the front office and things of that nature. And then we're just like, hey, listen, you still got it. I'm like, you think so? And then next thing you know, here we are.
You talk about playing as long as you have. How excited are you to have, after all this team's been through, to have a shot to go to the playoffs and maybe do something if you guys can get in?
Man, through my course of my career, I've been to the playoffs a few times. But I never got an opportunity to make a run. I really want to – I'm excited with this opportunity, but I'm really just focused on just one game at a time. You know, I just don't want to jump into that. I just really want to just focus on what's in front of me right now and just have an opportunity to play this game.
What's it been like playing with Travis? Is he like, you know, he's wrecking havoc?
You want to hear a fun fact about that? So his O-line coach in high school was my teammate in high school. So his O-line coach who coached him in high school was my teammate. So it's kind of crazy because Trav being from Connecticut and me being from Connecticut, and then we have those type of ties. So I look at him like a little brother because it's one thing coming from the same college, but it's another when you're coming from home state and then having those type of ties. So it's pretty awesome to see him to develop.
Does that mean you knew about him coming up, maybe heard
word? Yeah. When I signed and then, you know, the guys back home hit me up and whatever. So it was like that kind of like brotherhood moment right there for us. So. Because you know, unfortunately, when the things happen, you know, what the other guys, you know, Brodick, Beeks and all that, they believed in me to not bring somebody else in. So when that says a lot when things like that happens. I remember my rookie year, my old vet, Brodick Bunkley, went down the first game of the season. This is 2013 in New Orleans. He said, man, don't give him a reason to bring somebody in. So with that being said, it letting me know that they have faith in me. You know, at least enough for them to say, hey, let's see what he's going to do. And if he does what we need him to do, then we can just keep it rolling. So I'm very grateful for that. All right. Appreciate it.